You know, back in my day, when a girl turned and smiled, we didn't have a social media keeping a file, an email or a Twitter or the thread of a butt dial. The simpler time, man, we all had it made. I didn't need 25 passwords to make it through the day. And the girls we persisted, we knew they existed. And we're no 500-pound man named Melissa. But strange times now have come to be, with spiderbites, apples, and reality TV. They take my friend, Mr. Drew W. Lee, a man with a brain no bigger than a pea, trapped in an age he could never foresee, held hostage by the entity reality TV. Now Drew, like the others, his mother and his brother had all 500 channels plus a couple others. He liked the killings and misdoings and the fast cars and the cooking, and he liked to serve porn when nobody was looking. But you see, Drew got the blues from an incident in Lou on account of he did something you just don't do. Mixing reality shows together to create a lethal fondue. Devastating brew, cock-a-doodle-doo, no mortal man should see through. That resulted in a 3-foot tailpipe being placed up his kazoo. Installation courtesy wife, Mary Lou. You see, Drew liked to watch the Pawn Stars on the History Channel a bit too much. And that's a show where they pawn and sell priceless historical cadaver and such. Drew also liked to watch the Bunny Ranch on HBO, a show where they do extremely unusual things with mustard and mayo. Now, on the particular night in question, with the Bunny Ranch in full session, Drew would begin his journey toward a hard, hard lesson. So as he sat back now in his Vegas lair, securing the knowledge of his wife and Bel Air, he laid forth now his extremity bare, and sat in awe of a beauty so rare, that of Isabella Soprano, booty extraordinaire. And so as Isabella began to remove her thong, Drew immediately made plans for not mowing the lawn, trimming the weeds, and washing the dog. For now, he sang a new song by order of his dong, Bunny Ranch Marathon, baby, from dusk to dawn. As he had with previous seatings, he had imagined arranging a meeting. Only 3 clicks to the south she was, geographically speaking. But at $3,000 for a single pop, Drew figured he better just stick with the bebop. He did briefly consider sending a child to college, not. The world needs ditch diggers too, he thought. But he soon returned to his senses in time. I mean, the idea was cute, but just a bit out of line. But then a thought occurred now above his brow. What if he stole that coin that's been in his wife's family for more than 300 years for a piece of ass while she was out of town? What a ridiculous thought he entertained in jest, until he realized the Pawn Stars is only 2 clicks to the west. The thought did occur to Drew of bodily carnage, spousal manslaughter by a cardio stoppage, but the thought of Isabella overrode all logic and carry on in the tradition of he did. But he soon came to his senses in jest. I mean, the idea of selling that coin for sex. And issued an official waiver that the reality of Isabella would have to wait until later. But that was before his dick stepped up and offered its services as a professional negotiator. But then Drew remembered the stories of Jericho City, how men died for that coin with blood and pity. Unfortunately, however, this thought kept getting in the rut of my thoughts, it'd be about naked kitty. But then Drew remembered the deathbed words of his father-in-law, Rudy. We must protect that coin as a sacred duty. And unfortunately, this dog kept getting in the red about the E to be in the bed naked booty. But in the end, Drew was forced to concede. And to his own surprise, his dick agreed. We can't sell that coin, said the dick. Think about the honor, the history, the prestige. But you know what else says the dick? We ought to get it appraised. Just for the hell of it, let's run it down to the Pawn Stars and don't sell it to them, whatever you do. And just have them appraise it for free. What do you say? Let's just drive it over there. And so down to the Pawn Stars, Drew drove away, under the dick's guidance to get that coin appraised. And as the Pawn Stars stood in awe and amazed, Rick made the offer of $3,000 in pay. $3,000 in pay? But that's exactly what it cost for Isabella in lay.
Well, the dick jumped on her.
It must be ordained, said the dick. The gods must want you to be with Isabella in lay. And so a deal was struck, and the money was paid, and it was off to the Bunny Ranch without a single delay. Drew Drew hopped in his car like Le Mans in May. He raced through stop signs and stoplights and way. He even clipped a school bus that dared get in his way. Finally, the sun rose and eclipsed a transgression. It was the lights of the Bunny Ranch guiding him into booty heaven. He flew into the parking lot and emerged from his car, floating through the door in a state of bizarre. Isabella, he yelled, I have come from afar. It was at that time the madam came out from behind the counter and informed him that Isabella retired 10 years ago, which you're probably watching, but just a silly rerun. As Drew rose from the floor in a daze, paramedics withdrew the mask from his face. How could it be, he thought at last. How could he have allowed his head so far up his ass? For he knew now he had but one option, few and far. Run back down and throw himself in the mercy of the Pawn Stars. So he raced back down to the Pawn Stars and prayed, but as soon as he walked in, he sees now that the Pawn Stars have the coin on sale for 75,000K. It's now part of a coin set, and they don't want to miss out on a good bet. Drew throws himself down on the floor in blame, begging on his knees in a disgusting display of shame. The old man immediately raises the price to 80,000 just for being an idiot. But Rick, in a rare moment of Pawn Star compassion, offers him a one-time price of 74.5. Drew pondered hard. Hard as a man could. 74.5, he damn well should. There was college for Jenny and braces for Lenny, not to mention his wife's bill for brand new titties. But then a thought began to swirl. 74.5 wasn't the end of the world. He could drop on her the anniversary gift of ambition, a third mortgage on the house, and he's in the coin business. It was a perfect solution, but he'd have to be clever, sensing her mood before delivering his endeavor. So as he approached her from behind and with grace, it was with utter charm and love that he held her embrace. Soft yet secure as he moved to endear. So gently did he whisper sweet nothing to her ear, that her knees became weak as she shed a love tear. For he spoke now of a heavenly light, bathing her soul in a tender delight. How birds would sing charms whenever she neared. How his heart raced madly for her love to appear. How he thought of her now only in bliss, a statement he sealed softly in a loving kiss. And how he took out a third mortgage on her home and gave $75,000 to the Pawn Stars to go into the coin biz.
Attention all units, shots fired at the
residence. Shots fired at the residence of Troy 300 Northwest.
And so it was true, was the story of Drew, and how his tender kazoo in one night became two.